So Emily, tell us a little bit more about your other guest, Derek Jeter. Derek Turner. I went to school with a Derek Jeter. Derek Turner and some of the things that he's been doing with social media.
Well, sure. So again, Lisa knows Grand Circus quite well. Is Derek?
I'm here now.
I think he's right here.
Yeah. Oh, Derek's on the line. Okay.
This is called instant gratification on this radio station.
That is sad. I didn't realize we're literally all, I didn't know how many phone lines the Internet Advisor has. This is fantastic.
You are so popular, Emily. How can we not have enough lines for you?
I certainly don't think that's the case. But, Derek, hi. Nice to virtually meet you. It's Emily Hay here speaking. By all means, fill us in. I know we reached out. And, again, Lisa, thanks for having a connection to Grand Circus. And we just wanted to have a little update and hear some cool things that are going on at Grand Circus.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. I think I've been on the show once before, and I've really enjoyed it, and I'm happy to be joining on once again.
Tell us a little bit more about Grand Circus and what it's all about.
Yeah, of course. So Grand Circus is a tech training institute. So we teach people how to become software developers. We've been around for almost 2 years now, and in addition to evening classes and more kind of recreational learning classes, we focus mainly on boot camps, so 8 weeks of intensive learning for people who want to go from, you know, having dabbled in coding to becoming a fully employable junior software developer.
I think the first time that I met you guys over in your soon-to-be-finished office in Broderick Towers, that's an exciting place to be, right next to the Madison Building with a lot of entrepreneurs roaming the halls and the streets, right?
Exactly, yeah, and we have a co-working space that hosts about 45 local entrepreneurs, and we host meetups and different get-togethers. We're actually a Google for Entrepreneurs tech hub, so Google has partnered with us to help empower local tech entrepreneurs. So, yeah, there's a lot going on down there. If any of your listeners want to stop by before they head to a Tigers game, or right next to Comerica Park, and feel free to stop them by at 1570 Woodward.
And I can always tell the building because you've got a whale on the building.
Yeah, exactly. It's that huge mural of whales. I like to joke that it's a mural of the famous Great Lakes whales that still roam.
So, I love it. So, Derek, give me an idea of the demographic of the type of person that would come down and say, hey, I want to learn stuff about coding.
You know, we really think of ourselves as bridging this gap. You know, there's a lot of companies downtown that are tech companies, even if, they might nominally be an insurance company. They have so much technology happening that they really are tech companies as well. And so there are these companies that are trying to grow, but it's really hard to find local software talent. You know, you end up outsourcing a lot of it. So we want to help those companies grow, and the way that we think that we can be of service is by empowering local Detroiters to learn how to code and fill those jobs. So to answer your question, the demographics of our folks, really, I mean, if you want to talk about the range, we've had students who are 18 years old, we've had students who are 60 years old. But in general, a typical person is between 25 and 35. They're looking for a career change, they really want to get into technology.
So if I wanted to come down there and just get a taste of what's going on, am I actually getting hired by the company, or am I just getting exposed to it like, maybe a young Padawan learner? Tell me a little bit about how that process would work.
We cover Padawans all the way through Jedi. So we've got evening classes. We actually have an evening class twice a week in the evenings for 10 weeks starting towards the end of June. That's going to be, introducing people who have never done anything with coding before to learn how to make a dynamic website. So that's happening later in June if you don't want to talk about what to do in the summer in Detroit. But then for those people who really, maybe they're not happy with their job, maybe they really want to up their skills. We've had people come in who have previously worked in customer service, call centers, or help desk, and they want to step up their IT familiarity. So for that, we actually have these 8-week, 9-to-5, Monday through Friday intensive boot camps. And we actually have one starting June 17th in Java development. And actually the application for that is closing on Wednesday. So if anybody is out there who's thinking about a career change or wants to make a change this summer, they can actually go to our website, grandcircus.co, and they can apply. And, in those boot camps, it's not just about learning how to code. We try to, help you understand how to interview in a technical interview. We try to introduce you to local companies. And we've already had about 120 students come through our boot camp program, and they find that there's a lot of employers who have already understood what a boot camp is, and they're excited to be talking to these students graduating.
Well, I think we're all scrambling to find enough developers and actually enough IT workers of all kinds, because I know we have lots of jobs that go unfilled because we just can't find the people. And you know, when you find somebody that really wants to make a career change and wants to get in a career that's growing, expanding, they can come see you, and your graduates can come see us.
Exactly.
What does it cost for these boot camps, or is all that information detailed on your website?
It's all on the website, but I can say that the boot camp, the Java boot camp, the tuition is $5,500, which, you know, it's basically almost the equivalent of a semester of effort in a college course crammed into 10 weeks or 8 weeks. So, check us out on our website. We have tons of information there. There's stories about what some of our students. We've had people, you know, come in, they're working at Jiffy Lube, and they come out, and they're working for one of the tech companies downtown. So that's what we're all about. We love seeing people. You know, they know what they want, and then they're willing to put in the work, and then we're right there to help them make that transition.
Well, thank you very much, Derek. That was wonderful. That helps not only the people that are directly looking, but a lot of people that are listening that may know somebody that needs to change a career.
Exactly.
So thank you, Derek Turner from Grand Circus, Lisa Alberts, and Emily Hay from Hey There Social Media. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.